Blog Talk Radio.
Dead on the boat, the keys will show you how to walk that water. Dead on the boat, oh, let them show you how to walk that water.
Your brother Elohim, live out of Philadelphia. A quick assertion, as I walk the path of divine energy, or keep my mind focused and moving to show, by doing this, I'll be walking the path as a Psalm 82 God, and I will get what I want. That's right, what the Bible calls me. And since the Bible calls me that, and I'm a Bible thumper, that's where I live at, okay? Now, we have to understand what does the book mean when they be talking about God, you know, what God is, because they got this thing so screwed up. They got thinking of this some guy up there sitting in a chair, you know, everybody's calling God, just watching everything like Santa Claus does, knows when you sleep, knows when you're awake, oh, my goodness. So, we have a lot of thinking to do, you know. God is one who can manipulate his energy for his own purpose. But we have a lot of different types of gods on the planet. Some animals are gods as well. And we have to begin treating our less advanced brothers in the animal kingdom a little better. That's why the Bible don't want you eating your animals, you know? Mean the Bible don't want us eating our animals. It don't say that in there. Well, the only time you're supposed to be killing an animal is if it's a sacrifice for your sin, something that's done wrong. This is how it got it from Leviticus. But we're not going to do that yet. This is the Bible 2.0. All right? And we're trying to give you a better understanding of the book so that you know how and what to do with the book. Right? I'm having all kinds of difficulties out. Equipment is falling apart. It's crazy, you know. I'm spending a lot of money on equipment, and equipment is just going crazy. Some of it I'm having no trouble working with, but I'm not really set down. I fix the machine. When it comes to the software, that's when I have my problems. Okay? So today's, I don't actually have a topic for today. It's just the Bible 2.0. So we're going to go through a few things in the book. We're having so much trouble with health. In fact, a young man asked me, how come we're not living 900 years? I'm like, not from the book. You know, some of us started following the book. They just changed names so that you don't know what's in the book. When they call you a vegan, you're following the Bible. When they call you a vegetarian, you're following the Bible. Wait a minute. What is it saying in the Bible that we're supposed to be vegetarians? Genesis 1:29, that's what it says. I've given you herbs and all the food that are important for meat. In fact, today, I think what I'm going to do today is actually, I'm going to be the passage please. Because I'll be mentioning it, although I never read it. I'll be mentioning it to you so that you can go and find it in Genesis 1:29. That you can go and look it up. See what I'm saying? So today, I'm going to give you a favor. I'm going to read it for you. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, every tree, and which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. Okay? To you it should be for meat. They messed up the language a little bit there. This can throw people off. So they can, when you read it, you don't think, when you read it, it's going to end one in out the other. That's by design. You know, these guys are copying stuff. You know, they know what they're doing. Don't think for a minute they don't. When you just out, leave a word out, or they say, when they say God is a spirit. You see what I'm saying? they put that word A in there. It should just mean God is spirit. That's what I'm saying. Little things like that throw the whole thing out of context. You know what I mean? Because you know in the Hebrew language, there are no vowels in Hebrew. And the original script was written in Hebrew, translated into Greek, translated into this, translated into that. But the original script was written in Hebrew. and there's no vowels. So it wouldn't say God is a spirit. It would just say God is spirit. So where we at? That's what I'm saying. See, when you say God is a spirit, that brings God into a singular form. One God. Just that the addition of the word A makes such a big difference in where the writers are trying to misdirect you. Some. See what I'm saying? The books say that you're God. So we're all God. Psalm 82, that's what it says. We're all God. And you're mad at me. I didn't make stuff. I'm just bringing it to you in a way so that you can get your power back. Because people have had their foot in their neck for a minute. You know? Now, the blacks ruled England for 800 years. But how were they able to kick the Muslims out more? They turned themselves into Muslims. It's one of the original Moors weren't Muslims. They turned themselves into Muslims, okay? And with that particular cult, they used a different cult to come after them. They used the Bible, you know? Now, Quran is strong because it's Quran and the Bible is about the same book. But the Bible got things in it that if you know how to read, you can overcome all of the other sources of religion. That's what's been going on. See what I'm saying? Now, the Muslims figured this out, and they're beginning to compete with the Christians on a Christian level. That's kind of interesting. You know what I mean? Not on a Muslim level, but on a Christian level. Because the teachings of the Bible is profound. I mean, it's really, it's out there. And this is why I come on Sunday to do Bible 2.0, to give you an idea of what's going on, you know? I mean, you need to check the thing out because the Bible is a code book, not a religious book, all right? And this is why a lot of children put the book down, because it's a religious book, a lot of stuff, and it don't make sense. You follow what I'm saying? I just give you one passage. I listen to phonetic tradition, I'm good by not up there. He stayed from trying so hard. He's a really good antagonist. He tries so very hard to do what he has to do. I pat him on the back. I tell him to keep up. He brings him this stuff to you on the chat. You know what I mean? And one thing he'd be arguing with God when it says God made, I made good and I made evil, you know? They're trying to say that since God made men evil, he made homosexuality. No, that's not how it works. It's the law that makes good and evil. You know what I'm saying? Whoever's making the law don't make those acts. All right? As God, we do that all by ourselves. But because before the law came, homosexuality was not evil. It was just homosexuality, you know? You know, these guys had these concubines with 20 wives and all that stuff. Well, what are these wives supposed to do when what are these wives supposed to do when they get horny? You know what I mean? They'd be doing each other. That's all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's they had to really think about what's going on, you know? And no, it wasn't a sin back then because that's what happened. And what they do is only yet they know the wives would be horny, but they only let they wouldn't let men in with the third leg. They would cut the third leg off. That's what they call a unit. They would cut the third leg off so that if they were there, you know, they wouldn't be able to seduce men as women. They wouldn't be able to seduce them. That goes both ways, you know? So the whole thing is kind of interesting. But what I like to get into, just the sidetrack for a minute. We're talking about some things that I don't normally get into, you know. But I think today, I'm going to get into a little bit today so we can understand why holidays and stuff like that are so important. That's my question for the day. Why holidays? If you get caught up into your religious perspective, okay, certain holidays you make, certain holidays you don't make. But if you have a large tribe, what they call family, you have a large tribe, everybody participates in one of those types of holidays. And if you're interacting with your tribe, you should use all of these holidays to pull your tribe together. Now, that's not easy because you got some tribal members out there that's out of their mind. But still, you have to, it's important that the tribes come together and work together, you know, and that's just messing everything up right now because each tribe is coming into themselves. And once they start doing that, it stops the economic growth. Because your tribe is 2,000 strong, and you claim to only 8 members in your tribe. It's almost 2,000 members, okay, that you can't sell to. Now, if you have a product that you can't produce your product with, you see what I'm saying? You can't sell your product with them because you're only dealing with certain members of the tribe, so you're fighting strangers. And see, and when you have tribal members and you know that somebody in your tribe is doing something, why would you go outside of your tribe to purchase the stuff? Purchase from the people that are in your tribe. Make your tribe strong. See what I'm coming from? Sure, they have tribes too, but they can purchase, but they can get from their tribe. See what I'm coming from? But your tribe is producing a product and buy that product from your tribal member. That's what makes the world go back. What you're doing, if they're not producing product for residual income, then they've created a job for themselves and created work. And we need work. We need to work there because we need to make money. In this society here, you better be making some kind of money or you're going to be in trouble, right? That's what we have right now on why the holidays are so important. So come out of your religion when you're dealing with holidays. Deal with holidays as a business institution. And start sending them these little Christmas cards and Halloween cards and Easter cards and all that to your tribal members. If you send a Halloween card to certain tribal members, I think a certain religion stuff, they'll be mad at you. I'm not into that. That's Satan worship. Well, somebody in the tribe is. And if you're not into it, then just let it go. You know, they don't mean no harm and no offense. You follow what I'm saying? They just blanketly send out the cards to the members in your family. So this is a practice that we have to step up into, something that we really have to do. That's why I just want to talk about how this works for a minute, you know? Now, another thing that I would like to talk about, as you know, things that we don't normally talk about. What does it mean to actually be a father? You know? Well, there's a lot of misinformation out there that we need to know. And the misinformation that they're dropping on us, right, is the tree of life. Oh, boy, the story that I can tell you what they're saying at the tree of life is absolutely crazy, you know? But when you come down to it and you realize, like I'm telling you here today, that the tree of life is, okay, the tree of life is your children. That's why homosexuality is frowned upon. Because the two women ain't making no babies. The two men ain't making no babies. And according to the Bible, you're supposed to eat out of what the tree of life produces. Hello? You're supposed to eat out of what the tree of life produces. So a lot of this stuff is being misunderstood, okay? Being misrepresented so that you don't know why you're losing power. Now, if you're raising your children aren't producers, how are they bringing money to the family? Family is the economic structure that you have for your tribe. So how are they bringing money? How are they setting up family to take care of the tribe? Hello? They're not producing anything. You have to raise your children as producers. Then you can eat out of what the tree of life produces, because the tree of life, that's the continuation of you. And if your children aren't producing anything, you're not going to continue. Okay? You'll be overtaken. People will take your stuff. They will take everything because you don't have no children that are producing anything. Do you know where I'm coming from? So this is the lessons that we need to learn young, but we're not getting these lessons because they're misrepresenting the books. They're misrepresenting, especially the Bible. They're misrepresenting the books so that you don't know what's going on, you know? When you're dealing with the code book, now, what does it mean to be a father? A father is the protector and the trainer of the children. That's what the father's supposed to do. He's supposed to protect and train the children. Well, protect and train his whole family, whole tribe. That's what the father is supposed to mean. That's what you're supposed to be doing. And if you don't know that your children are the tree of life and that you're supposed to eat out of what the tree of life produces, and you're not training your children to be producers, then you're not fulfilling your role as a father. See what I'm saying? Now, how do you protect your children? you're supposed to know some type of, weaponry. You're supposed to know all of your stuff. You're supposed to know where the powers come, who's got power. That's all I'm saying. You're supposed to know how to keep your children out of court. Because the Bible says, right, settle your differences before you go to court, because the court belongs to them. That's what the book says. That's why when a lawyer comes to you, they're trying to make a deal. When they go to court, they want everything already settled. They don't want it to go before a jury because they don't know what the outcome is going to be. So they want to make some kind of deal. And then once they get the deal, then the judge makes a deal, the judge passes sentence, everything is good. But you settle your difference before you go to court. This is what your children need to learn. Now your children need to learn the law. See what I'm saying? Because the law is what makes good and evil. You see what I'm saying? So they don't know what's evil because wherever situation they're in, whatever country they're in, if they don't understand evil, they don't understand the law, then they're going to be committing things, whereas the purpose of the protectors of the law, all right, come and get them and put them to work as slaves. That's what they're doing in prison. They're turning our people into slaves in prison. You understand? So, you know, then that takes you into the system. How are we going to run the system? Do we work the system? How does the system work? And why don't we have no power in this system? You understand? Because we don't know what the system is and how the system works. And the book tells you how the system works. Okay? Even tells you when you stop thinking in terms of God and start thinking in terms of kings and queens, it tells you they're going to have their children run beside the chariots. They're going to take part of what you have to give to their people so that they can grow and be powerful. That's what they do. See what I'm saying? When you talk about kings and queens and stuff, that's what it is. It's a system. When you say I'm a king or a queen, that means that you're establishing a system where your family is going to dominate everything and nobody but your family can rule. That's what the king and queen system is all about. You know what I mean? Look at what's going on in England. They ain't trying to bring nobody that's not in the family into rule over there. That's not how it works. Or they're outcrossing right now because they're not making no babies. That's why they had to get some black people up in there. To get these babies going because they need children. They know that what tree of life is. You know what I'm saying? And they're training their children to be producers. You understand what I'm saying? Either they're producing or they're teaching people how to produce. There's two ways to go about that. So we're talking about the tree of life, which is your children. Now, before the law, you know, homosexuality was not evil. But when God came and made the law, homosexuality became a sin. That's what made it evil. Not that they weren't doing it all along. They've been doing it for the time immemorial. But anything that blocks the law of reap what you sow, you know what I'm saying? Anything that goes against the law of reap what you sow is what God considers evil. And if you sowing your life juices in a waste trap, you're not going to reap the benefit of your life juice. Ain't no babies coming out of that waste trap. You know what I'm saying? And if you got two sisters rubbing each other, you know what I'm saying? That there's no babies coming from that. You see what I'm saying? That energy's going to flow right out and that's the end of it. See what I'm saying? So you're not reaping what you're sowing. You're sowing something, but you're not reaping the benefit of it. That's the problem with homosexuality. That's why it was made against the law, because you're not getting the proper benefit from those actions. Well, it makes me feel good. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that makes you feel good. Yeah, well, I'm a woman trapped in a man's body. No, you're not. You got, when you were born, I think it's 46 male, 46 female chromosomes. That's who you are. Ain't no female trapped in a man's body or man trapped in a woman. You are male and female. That's what you are. That's how you were made. Okay? I didn't use the word create. I didn't use the word great purposely. That's how you were made. Okay? Let us make men and women in our image. I'm dealing with the Bible. There's a difference between the word made and create. You know what I'm saying? That's why they always use the word make first. Then the transcribers bring throw that word create in there to throw you off. Everything in the universe, everything, I don't care where you go, is made out of energy. You're made out of energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, which means you were not created, you were made. Somebody asked me, well, who's your God? I know who made me, you know. Excuse me. My mother and father made me. Or Adam, I don't know who made Adam. Don't know who made Eve. You follow what I'm saying? But I know who made me. And I know I wasn't created. I was made out of the chromosomes of my mother and my father when I came out my mother's womb. That's how I got here. You follow what I'm saying? Now, if you're looking at when they said, let us make men and women, okay, we're going back to the beginning of the book, right? When it said, let us make men and women in our image, and Psalms 82, now we're getting into the code portion of the book, right? Just so that you have a different perspective, a different thought process on how to deal with the Bible, right? Psalms 82 said, we're all God. So if we're all gods, how do we as gods make men and women? We procreate. That's how we do it. And if we're all gods, everywhere in the book, when they're talking about a God, they're talking about a man or a woman. So if they're talking about a man and women, when they talk about let us make the earth, you have to think about the technology that those men and women had, okay, when they made the planet, when they made the solar systems, all that stuff. I get into that on one of my lectures, how we came into this dimension and put all this stuff up here. While I'm saying there's a methodology there, because you can read your DNA, and all that's in your DNA. That's what I'm telling you. You understand what I'm saying? So you are energy. You are a source energy. Actually, you are the universe in an expansion mode because you are unlimited. There's no limit to you. And when you call your children, when you call your children boys, and when you call your children girls, all right, you're doing them a disservice. Your children are men and women coming out the womb. They're men and women. As men and women, they have to develop into the mindset so that they can become the gods that they're supposed to be. Because we're supposed to be functioning with the God mindset right now, not as men and women, because, see, as a man or a woman, that puts you under nature. See what I'm saying? And you made nature. See, God made nature, so we made nature. So we're not under nature. We're only under nature until we come to a point that that we can start doing things for ourselves. When you get 17, 18, 19 years old, you're supposed to be moving into your God mindset, whereas you knowing that you're an unlimited individual, and you can do whatever you want, whatever you want. You can create, well, not create, but you can make whatever you want. When you make something, you're making something out of something that's here. You don't bring things out of thin air. That's what creating actually means, bringing something from nothing. Energy cannot be created. It is. And next Sunday, we'll get into the beginning of everything and how all of this begins. That's all I'm saying. We'll talk about it. Well, maybe we might talk about it a little bit today, but we'll see how the time goes, because there's so much information in that book. Just blow your mind, because we're not used to reading it properly, so we don't know how to deal with it. So you know, you don't have children, okay? You don't have girls, you don't have boys, okay? You have men and women. They should be called young men, young women. The term men and women should be attached to what they're calling children. You know what I'm saying? And when they learn that, as they understand what a man or woman is, a man or woman is those that are under nature and don't have the mental capacity to rise above nature. Do you understand? A man, see, this is the limitation of a man or a woman. You go outside, it's unnatural, you understand, for you to flap your arms and fly like a bird. It's unnatural for you to do that. As a man or woman, you're under nature. But as a Psalm 82 God, you are above nature, which means that you are a designer. That's why they have such a big deal. Designism versus evolution. Evolution, there is no evolution, okay? Look up the word theory. I don't debate evolution with people. Look up the word theory. When the word theory turns into fact, then we can talk about evolution. Other than that, we can't talk about evolution because a theory is a concept that hasn't been proven. I'm not saying it can't be proven, but it hasn't been proven. And they call it the theory of evolution. All the designers, look around you. Everything here has been designed. We want to fly. Are we flying? Are we rising above nature to fly? We rising above nature to leave the planet. How can men and women leave the planet if we're under nature? Once you go outside the planet, where's nature at? Once you go on planet, there ain't no nature out there. The nature that they're talking about is on the planet for men and women, not for God. See, you're when you talk about God, I'm a Psalm 82 God. In fact, I put it in my assertion. I'm a Psalm 82 God. You get where I'm coming from? That's not the God that's sitting up there in a chair looking down on everybody trying to judge people to send them down to another guy sitting on a hot rock sipping tea waiting for your soul to come so he can torture you for the rest of your life. They're stories for men and women. You get where I'm coming from? Once you call them children, they're stories for men and women. But once you reach into your God mindset, you see how silly the stuff is that they've given you. Once you begin to understand the code of the Bible, see what I'm saying? You'll begin to understand how things actually work. The Bible was designed so that the children coming out of the book are never supposed to be put back in slavery ever again. We're supposed to be so powerful that nobody will come against us. But they took the book from black people. The white folks took the book, okay? And they understood the book. They began to use the book to get power now. Now, because of this book, the Bible, I'm telling you, who can challenge the United States government? Who can challenge the European authority? Who can? Okay? Well, because of the Quran, it's because of the Bible. Quran and the Bible, pretty much the same book. But it's because of the Bible. Knowing how to read that book, we're supposed to be powerful right now. Okay? We're supposed to be living long lives, and we're not supposed to be under blocks of care by the time we're 40 and 50. Why? Because it's telling you how to eat. Genesis 1:29. I've given you herbs and seed, bread, and plant for meat, okay? And then you go right into the next chapter when we're dealing with Leviticus, right? I'm hopping on this food thing because I got people going to surgery Tuesday for cancer, you know? But yet we're curing cancer all over the place. The only thing they can do with cancer, cut it out. They either cut it out or chemo it. You know what I'm saying? Chemo is not working. So those that are fortunate enough where they find the cancer, they can cut it out, you'll survive for a long period of time, okay? I know people that went through the operation, they changed their eating habit, and now they're cancer-free. They've been cancer-free for a long time because they cut the cancer out, but mostly because they changed their eating habit. If you got cancer because you've eaten your way into it, and you can eat your way out, but it takes time. It takes commitment. You have to have enough trust. And the literature that were given to you by your ancestors to keep you safe, to keep you alive for a long time. Genesis 1:29, go and read it. And then when you go into Leviticus, the next chapter, when they make a burnt offering, a meat offering, they say that's the most holiest offering that you can make. There's no cutting. There's no blood. There's no nothing. They tell me that they want it baked. They want it cooked a certain way without leaven. This is, they're talking about meat offering. That's vegetables, plant life. If you want to come on, telling you what to do with the corn and the fruit. They're explaining it to you right there in Leviticus as well. Okay? But because we don't know that flesh is different from meat, according to the book, we're in trouble. We're eating, okay? We're eating our little animal brothers and sisters, not realizing that a lot of them are gods, because they can manipulate source energy for their own purpose. That's what God do, but that's what we do. We're designers. See, so it's designism versus evolution. Duh. Don't get me started, you know? Evolution, when they said Darwin's theory of evolution, that stops me right there. A theory is a concept that hasn't been proven yet. So why are we arguing? Why are we debating about evolution? To me, it just don't make sense. Why are you debating about something that's a concept that hasn't been proven yet? Now they're talking about missing links and all this kind of stuff, you know what I mean? And the designism, there is no missing links. None of that works because under designism, we know that no modern man is indigenous to this planet. We built the planet. You see what I'm saying? The planet didn't make us. We made the planet. We made the Jupiter, Mars, all that stuff. And they out there now trying to figure out, now they're seeing artifacts and little things on there. They found pyramids on Mars. You follow what I'm saying? Now, well, how did Mars get pyramids? You know where I'm coming from? Well, when was we on Mars to make the pyramid? You see what I'm saying? The carbon dated is not a very accurate system, but it's the best they have for right now. Until they're able to handle dark matter, they won't really be able to give us an accurate account of how long things this been here, how long that been here. Okay? So they're doing the best they can. What can I tell you? You know what I mean? but the whole thing, the whole gist of this story is know thyself. That's what the Egyptians said. Okay? They given it credit to the Greeks, but the Greeks didn't come up. In fact, most Greek philosophy is African philosophy, so we ain't going there. You follow what I'm saying? Know thy stuff. Know who you are. Know who you are. The book is telling you who you are. Accept who you are. Okay? You're no longer, once you reach the age of maturity, you're no longer a man or a woman. You're a god with unlimited potential. In a position to design what you need to take you into the future and take you into the future to train the offspring of the tree of life how to produce. And if the offspring of the tree of life, that's your children, if they're producers, then you're never one for anything. You see what I'm saying? Now, one thing I'd like to suggest, people online. And remember now, this is an inactive show. I can't do the commercial because the laptop with all my commercials and all that stuff in it, it just went down. It's just not working. And I don't know how to get the stuff out of there, but I'm going to switch my modus operandi to, well, I'm going to do things a little different so that I won't be dependent on these laptops. When they go down, they just go down. You know what I mean? We can use flash drives. I just ordered a flash drive that can handle 2 terabytes worth of memory. Flash drive. And I can begin to eliminate a lot of the stuff that's in my laptop. So I won't be so dependent on these doggone things because these laptops, they do what they want to do with these things. I mean, it's hard for them to hack a flash drive that's in your drawer. You see what I'm saying? I'm saying it's hard. I don't know if they can do it or not because I'm not really a tech guy. They might be able to. I don't know. But common sense would say, unless it's Bluetooth, they can't hack it. That's all I'm saying. So So that's why I'm ordering flash drives. And I'm suggesting that you do the same thing. If you're using laptops or anything like that, and the 2 terabyte flash drive was only $10. I ordered 3 of them. So that gives me 2, 4, 6 terabytes worth of memory. Plus I have 1.5 terabyte worth of backup memory. And I just ordered the 4 terabyte cloud memory. So, which is separate from everything else. I have plenty of memory. Now my laptops have 2 terabytes worth of memory, but they don't do me no good if I can't access them, you know? And the one laptop, I'm a little afraid to turn it on. It gets the ticking and it turns hot. The only way I can stop the ticking, I have to take the battery out and have to unplug it. Then it stops ticking. So I don't know. I've been out and about for a few days. You know, they can come in and do whatever they want. You know what I mean? They don't care what's up. So I'm just making that suggestion to you. Go ahead. A lot of flash drives cheap right now because they're not going to be cheap like this for forever. But the flash drives are pretty cheap. So you can get 2 terabyte flash drives for $10, all right? And you can use those to work with. And actually, when you cut your laptop on, you can plug your flash drive in. And if you're working on stuff, you can literally work through your flash drive. You don't have to download it into your laptop. If you can keep information off your laptop and work through your flash drive and make things happen, that's what I'm saying. So this will keep, I'm mostly dealing with the hackers, because I'm not anti-government because I am government. So whenever, that's a whole new story too. So we're not anti-government. We are the government. We just have to step up and run the dog off. And we are letting the politicians go crazy and not checking them. You got to check these people. You know what I mean? That's why the corruption is so rampant in this country. Well, we haven't been checking the politicians. You got to check these people. Okay? Now, another problem that I have on my list to talk about, right, is the programming, because we're talking about, I went into it anyway, we're talking about programming. We have been programmed, okay? And the programming is to make us think somebody has to save us. That's the programming. And everything that you're dealing with in your society is towards that end. It's like in the book when it says, they add little things in the book to push your mind towards that. Like when it said God is a spirit, they added the word A in there because the A shouldn't be there. It should be God is spirit because you have incorporeal energy inside of you. That's the actual God of you, that incorporeal entity that makes this body does what it do, you know, that just going to continue even after this flesh, this meat suit shut down, you know? So little things like that is what trips your mind in the wrong direction. You actually don't know what's actually going on and you need more. Now remember, this is an interactive show. All you got to do is hit 1 on your dial, hit 1 on your phone, let me know you have a comment or something you want to say. And if you want to challenge it, you know what I'm saying, that's fine too. We can agree to disagree. I don't debate the book. I give you my opinion, you can give me yours. And then we let those on the list, those are listening audience decide which is good and which is not, and which they like, which they don't, which is okay. That's what I'm saying? But I don't deal with the Bible as the religious book. Why? Religion means realigning yourself with source energy. That's why I can't say, or I don't say, that there's no religion. Everybody's in a cult. No, I don't say that, okay? Because religion is realigning yourself with source energy because that's what you are. That's who you are, your source energy, all right? You are the universe expanding itself. This is why you have no limit to you, to who you are. And you have to pass this stuff down to the children. Your children aren't here because of Africa, okay? They're here because of source energy. They were made to make all of this stuff. They can make places like Africa. you follow what I'm saying? Or whatever the seven continents are. They can make these places. They can make planets. You follow what I'm saying? Well, what evidence that you have that we can make stuff? Look, the moon is a satellite. I say this all the time. The moon is a satellite. We have satellites up there. We have designed satellites. Okay? And if we can, this is what I'm saying. If we can design satellites now, it lets you know that there was a time when we can do it back then. It's not nothing new. They tell you there's nothing new on them. We're coming back into a thought process that's going to get us where we need to be. And what we need to be right now is five tribes working together, all right, for the benefit of everybody. Because the reason why we lost Mars, right, is because the five tribes will protect themselves against each other. Right now, the white tribe, what it's doing is causing the other four tribes to protect themselves against the white tribe, which means there's going to be an arms race. There's going to be a buildup. That's what peace is all about. When, as we're making peace, we go into an arms race to make sure that the, like when the Indians, when Europeans came here dealing with the Indians made peace. But they didn't understand that peace was an act, and they were supposed to do an arms buildup to make sure that they could keep the peace. See what I'm saying? Once the Europeans built their military up to a point that they could overpower the Indians, they came and took the land. That's what they did. See what I'm saying? And it made the Indians aliens. Mexico. They had a peace treaty with Mexico. Once they built up to the point, they went in, they took California, they took Texas. Okay, until Mexico realized what was going on and built up their armies to the point that they wouldn't let them go no further than California and Texas and stop right there. See what I'm saying? So that's what peace is. So peace is an act of war. So when somebody, like we walk around talking about peace, brother, peace, sister, we have no idea. We just declare war on them. You know, threatening to take their stuff if they don't build their military up. That's what you're doing. It's a war of attrition, basically. That's what the war is. You understand? So this is how we lost Mars. We devastated the surface of the planet. We're coming into the knowledge of that kind of power now. And if we get into an arms buildup based on the tribe, black, brown, red, yellow, white, based on the tribes and we're not working together, we're going to have a real problem because we have a power. We coming into the power, I think it's neutron, I forget what they're calling it, but they have molecules, neutron molecules that can literally, a teaspoon can knock off this is what I'm saying. They're coming into power where they can destroy the space of the planet like they did on Mars. And the only way to stop that from happening is that you have to step up into your God mind, and start producing what you need to produce and start taking control over this system, which is your system. You got to help run this system so that these people don't go out of their mind. Now, the last president made it evident. If you were here over the last 4 years listening to this guy, watching what he's been doing, how bad things got under this guy, you know? Here's a guy that's trying to reach herd immunity through death. This is what President Trump was trying to do, that herd immunity. And then as a certain amount of people die, we'll reach herd immunity. That's crazy. To let God die like that. And then you have the next president come in. He's trying to reach herd immunity by saving people's lives. So the death rate plummeted when the new president took over because his mindset was saving lives, not allowing people to die, you know? So, you know, and then you can see the difference between how somebody that know what they're doing and somebody that don't know what they're doing. It's just absolutely amazing, you know? So we have to do things, you know, to protect ourselves. We know where this is going. I'm telling you where this is going. You might not agree with what I'm saying, but I'm telling you where this is going. If you have men and women, I'm not using the word church, I'm going to do it this way. If you have young men and women that have come from your loins that you have made, gear them up. You have to get them ready. Check on them. See what they're producing. They're having children. You have to begin to teach them, because we missed the boat. So now we are our first set of crew children. They're going to miss the boat too. They're not going to be producing like they're supposed to be. Okay? So we have to get that into our children so that our children can get that into their children. So that the children know they have to produce something, you know. You know, if they're laying around playing video games all day long, they got to start making video games themselves. Learn how to make a video game so that you can sell the game rather than just play the games all the time. They will pay you to play the games and give them a report. There's money to be made. That's the job that they can have if they like. Whatever they like doing is a way for them to make money doing it, a way for them to take care and feed themselves doing it, okay? They can produce something out of whatever they like. So don't get hung up on what the children like, what they want to do, or, you know, just find a way for them to get paid doing it. That's what I'm saying. Because there is a way for them to get paid doing whatever they like, that, which is good. That's one thing I like about the site. If you like something and put your heart into it, you can get paid for doing it. I don't care what it is. I've heard some children say, well, the best time in school that I have is gym. Well, then go to school and be a gym teacher if you like gym so much. You see what I'm saying? Whatever they like. Children, the best time for me is the lunch time when we have lunch. Well, can you learn how to be a cook so that you can make lunch? You can make money just doing lunch all day long. You know what I'm saying? I like football. I like baseball. Whatever you like. Whatever your child likes. Encourage them to learn how to make money doing it. See what I'm saying? If your child love basketball and they ain't but 4 feet tall, well, dad, they're going to be playing pro as a basketball player time soon. We have encouraged them to do something else, you know? Well, then you got statisticians and all that stuff in baseball. With basketball, it don't require you to be no 6 foot giant or 7 foot giant to play. So if they like basketball, there's a way for them to get into it, even if they don't play it. You know, they just like it. You know, they've got a lot of children. You ask them one question. Like my little brother, I asked him about one of the basketball guys. Man, I mean, he knew everything about this guy. What he had for dinner, his children, his family was, where he'd go at him. Said, oh, my goodness. He was trying to turn pro. But things happened, and he went in the wrong direction. And I couldn't help him because at the time that he was coming, I really didn't know what I know now. And I didn't know how to read the book. That was my biggest problem. I didn't know how to read the book. Now that I've learned how to read the book, I've had a DNA awakening. I can tell you how to get a DNA awakening as well. So that you can literally go into your DNA and see all this stuff for yourself. You know, what happened on Mars and Jupiter and the planets and all that. What happened to Nibiru and why that orbit is different than the other orbits that's in the solar system. You know, what is dark matter? How dark matter works? You know what I mean? How can you use dark matter? All this information is in your DNA. And you can go in and read it with yourself without no microscopes and all that. You can go in and read it yourself. It has to be awakened first. And we can show you how to do that, okay? Now, there would be a CD on the market for those of you who are not in the society. All society members get the meditation CD and the meditation lecture. They also get a nutrient food chart in the book. If you want to get this complete volume, there's a nutrient chart in there so that they can map what they're eating, how they're eating. They know what vitamins and minerals the government says that you're supposed to have a certain amount of minerals and vitamins for 1,000 calorie diet, 2,000 calorie diet. All that's in the book when they get it, when they join the society. Okay. But I'll be giving out certain information on certain days. I've been hitting and missing on the radio, which is not so good, but it's just a struggle keeping all this equipment running. I just purchased a solid state laptop. That's the one I'm using now for the radio broadcast. The one that I was using for my commercials, and all that, that one just shut down. I have another one that I use, but this one is for my studio stuff, to make the records and all that. I'm in the process of making another album right now. And then I have one laptop that is just for my T-shirts and all that, to work with subliminal ink and all that. So as a lot of times beginning to shut down, I have to replace them. I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's the best I can get. A friend of mine called me earlier. He was talking about Apple's laptops are pretty good. I was looking at them. They got some on sale right now for about $200 or $300. I was thinking about getting one that I could use as an entry level laptop person, Apple person, before I spend the money on them, because they got some on there for $1,200-$1,300. I'm not trying to go there yet without actually knowing if it's going to be more effective than the laptops I'm using right now. What I got Hewlett Packard, HP, I got Gateway, I got Dell. Okay, I've been trying everybody's laptop to see how it works. And so far, the one that hasn't given me no trouble is the Gateway laptop, believe it or not. I haven't got no trouble out of that whatsoever. It just works fine. It's going to use for the music. And it just works fine, you know? So it's a process that I'm into, and I'm getting better at it. I bought a Raspberry 4 because we have to have our own node. We're going into Bitcoins. We're going to have our own coin. We're going to open up our own bank. All this stuff is in the works. So I'm just giving you an idea of where we're going and what our first process is, okay? We only got about 2 minutes left. Those that are on the line, I'd like to thank you so much for calling in and checking in. I appreciate it. Let you know that I'm not here by myself, that somebody appreciates what I'm doing. And if you have a business or anything you want to advertise, I'm going to have to reset up the advertising for the next show, because the laptop is down. I have to put it in another laptop. And I'm going to have to reset the commercial because this one absolutely will not come on, you know. And it bothers me because of the system. But we only got about a minute or so left, so I'd like to do my last assertion. I have walked the path of divine energy, and I follow the law of reap what you sow, and I eagerly embrace what I have put out today to return to me today, and I will get what I want. So let it be written, so let it be done. Again, those assertions that I put out, now they're not prayers. I'm actually putting into the universe what I want the universe to bring me back, the action and reaction. That's how everything works. You can get what you want through action and reaction. They call it the secret, but it ain't a secret. We knew it 2,000 years ago. Along in that, it's not really a secret. It's a secret for us because they have stripped us of our information coming from our ancestors. And a lot of things we don't know that we should know, that they sell them back to us, because they made sure that they didn't teach it to us. Like now, our history in the schools, they're not giving our history in the schools. And our history is actually world history, you know? So we'll get on to that. We'll get more into that on the history days. But remember who you are, who the Bible say you are, all right? Don't get it twisted. That's what the book says. And you're supposed to follow the book. Eat what the book is telling you to eat. Stop consuming that flesh, okay? And if you need further information on that, just go into Leviticus chapter 2, 1 through 16. And it will tell you about, the meat offering. Remember, love is the act to make others feel good. So go out today, tomorrow, and make somebody feel good. We'll chit-chat again tomorrow. Much love. Elohim.